All right, so this man law was already sneak previewed by Job. Friends don't let friends wear Speedos, ever. Case closed. Dude, I was sitting at the Soggy Dollar, and this my wife's rolling her eyes, and I look over, and there's a couple of guys, very buff, in Speedos. And then I look at the whole table, and it's a whole table full of guys in Speedos. And they were incredibly pretty guys.
They did change the name of the place to the Soggy Sack.
Oh, no, don't even go there. Anyway, so there's a stigma that goes along with those things. I'll do real briefly a North Carolina
stigma.
Sauce.
I guess that's what it is.
Yeah. I'll put this North Carolina sauce on the website, but it's basically apple cider vinegar, dark brown sugar, ketchup, 100% Paine by Original One, a teaspoon of red pepper flakes, some coarsely ground black pepper, and some sea salt. It's real simple, but I'll post it on the website. This is one I made a couple years back after visiting down there and getting a recipe from a guy out in Littleton who actually used electric roasters to do his shoulder. And it's called Grandpa's Place, and he has them lined up. And they're an electric stinking roaster.
Wow. Yeah. Pot roast.
Just shoulder.
A la hog.
Just shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice guy, though.
Well, I would tell everybody that that 100% Paine ingredient in there, just be careful of that because it is aptly named. It will light you on fire twice. When you just eat it, but on the second time.
I brought some cool sauces back from the Caribbean. They have another, they've got one with like a curry profile to it. Curry's big down there. So we're going to play an interview next week if I can figure out how to get this file off my phone. The lady's name is Eurynthia. She's a sweet, sweet little local lady, you know, probably 70 years old, works her keister off every day. And they make these things called roti. And they have these giant tortilla shells that actually are flour and chickpea, so it changes the texture a little bit. Mm-hmm. I found them.
That's hummus, right? Chickpeas.
Yeah,
is what hummus is made
found it
of.
Phenomenally yeah. good. But the roti is basically just meat, potatoes, and a curry sauce or a jerk sauce or something like that, and then it's wrapped up in this, and then they slightly grill it. It's just their local thing.
Are the ingredients cooked before they're put in there?
Yeah, I do believe.
Okay.
I do believe.
So they're just bringing it all together.
And I think they kind of throw it on the griddle to just kind of crisp up the the shell
well,
a little bit.
That'll be interesting. I'll look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, and they have another thing that they call patties. And I have a cool little video I put on Facebook of Joanne. She owns a little shop called Sugar and Spice. And this place is about 150 degrees inside. She's in there every day making these patties, and it's a wonderful dough. And she rolls them out, and then she puts in several different types of fillings. But the one I had repeatedly was beef, and it had kind of a jerk profile maybe, or it was a spicy beef. And then she seams it together. It looks just like a pasty, except she fries it.
Oh,
I mean, perfectly fries it. Maureen went ape poop over the thing.
Wow.
Maureen loves crust.
Sure.
And so, oh my gosh. So we had him on she's right across from the ferry. So the day we left, I made sure to order a few, and we took three of them on the ferry to Tortola on
sure.
our way home. And it was a moaning session. It was like just about a fight to make sure we each got one and a half
right.
of those
yeah.
patties.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Barbecue Bob, it's great to have you back in the chair. You're relaxed and ready to go. Hey, I'm going to do a little plug for my other business, Home Life Kitchen and Bath. We're going to be down at the Home Show, which is in West Michigan, Thursday through Sunday next week, the 2nd through the 5th of March. I'll be exhibiting there with the West Michigan Landscape Association. I'm going to have a full outdoor kitchen, grills, smokers, bar set up, the whole deal. So swing by the Home and Garden Show, and if you say you heard it on the Grilling Guys, I'll buy you a drink. You've been listening to Grilling Guys. We really appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We'll be talking with you next week.